We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
Radio broadcast, this I believe.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Sarah Trafton reports for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Legislature agreed October 2nd unanimously to spend an additional $1.3 million on a garage next to the $70 million new jail in Coxsackie. In March, the legislature voted 7-4, 7 against the garage, with those opposed saying it was redundant and or extravagant. Not so this time around. There was discussion at the Public Safety Committee meeting, but no legislators offered a resolution to reduce or eliminate the garage, thus approving the expenditure. Last October, Greene County legislator William Lawrence, a Republican from Cairo, chairman of the Public Safety Committee, said on average, Greene County residents can expect a 6.73% tax increase next year because of the construction of the jail, not including the garage. The tax increases are similar across the county, with Windham residents seeing the lowest increase of 6.48% and Ashland residents receiving the largest tax increase of 6.91%. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. Hudson School Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer provided the public with updates on the district's ongoing buildings and grounds work. 6 prefabricated dugouts will be installed, 2 at the varsity baseball field at Montgomery C. Smith, with the remaining 4 dugouts to be added to the fields located behind the junior-senior high school. Stuttermeyer confirmed that the walking track behind the M.C. Smith building will have an adjusted shape when complete and measure a quarter of a mile, just like the old one. Plans are also underway to construct a new permanent fence around the M.C. Smith baseball diamond. The new fence will be 6 feet high in some places, 4 feet in others. Stuttermeyer also said the high school weight room and athletic lockers are being upgraded. At M.C. Smith, the new sidewalks have been completed and the auditorium renovation is, and I quote, moving along, end quote. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper.
Matt Hunter reports for Spectrum News that on October 3rd, the New York Senator Chuck Schumer and Representatives Paul Tonko and Antonio Delgado announced 3 bills set to be introduced in Congress to address limousine safety, almost a year after 20 people died in a limo crash in Schoharie. The representatives were touting the Safe Limos Act, the Take Unsafe Limos Off the Road Act, and the End the Limo Loophole Act. The October 6, 2018 Schoharie accident took place at the intersection of State Routes 30 and 30A. Schumer, Tonko, and Delgado each commented on the bills.
Vehicles that served as a death trap should not be allowed on the road. That while we cannot bring people back, we certainly can move forward in a way that reminds us that we're all in this together.
Read more about this story at Spectrum News website.
Masaru Makati is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Divide New York State Caucus, a group advocating for the breakup of New York into 3 separate regions, held multiple meetings over the summer. The meetings were held in an effort to gain needed support from local municipalities to move forward legislation and divide up the state. Under the plan, New York City would be its own autonomous region, Westchester, Long Island, and Rockland would make up their own region, and the rest of upstate would make up the 3rd autonomous region. John Bergner, chairman of the caucus, said, and I quote, "To divide the state is basically economics. The overregulation of densely populated cities being spread statewide has killed the upstate economy," end quote. While the Divide New York State Caucus argues economics are the reason to split the state, other upstate legislators said it's more about culture. Republican Assembly Member Stephen Hawley said, and I quote, "Our constituents are so very different, our ways of living, our family values, our livelihoods. We need to open our eyes and think about the entire state of New York," end quote. Hawley pointed to examples of downstate overreach, such as gun control legislation, reproductive rights, and the Farm Labor Rights Act. Hawley said, and I quote, "I don't think it's a Republican-Democrat thing at all. I think it's citizens of the state. It depends what values they have and what businesses drive their economies." Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com.
Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that on October 3rd, a New York appellate court blocked New York's ban on flavored vaping products for e-cigarettes. The ban would have gone into effect October 4th, but now the state can't enforce the ban until a broader injunction motion is decided at the trial level. Quote, "The New York state legislator, instead of enacting a flavor ban, already has decided to address concerns about youth vaping by raising the minimum age for vapor products from 18 to 21 and imposing a major tax increase," unquote, said Tony Aboud, the executive director of the Vapor Technology Association, the group that, at least for now, won in court. Last month, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the ban of flavored tobacco used in vaping products after several illnesses were linked to vaping. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
MidHudsonNews.com is reporting less than a week after Rockland County officials declared the measles outbreak over, they announced October 2nd that an international traveler to the region has been confirmed to have the virus. The person visited Congregation Kaltura Viznitz in Muncie, potentially exposing residents to measles during a two-day period in September. Health officials announced that anyone who visited the congregation during the evening of September 20th and in the early afternoon of September 21st may have been put at risk. County Health Commissioner Dr. Patricia Schnabel-Rupert said, and I quote, "We continue to urge residents to check their immunization status and get vaccinated if they are unimmunized." Measles is one of the most contagious viruses on Earth. 90% of unvaccinated people exposed to the virus become infected. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com.
MidHudson News reports that a new study says that for the past decade, people have been leaving the Hudson Valley, and there is no change likely on the horizon. The research and public policy organization Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress studied population trends for Orange, Putnam, Sullivan, Greene, Columbia, and Ulster counties over the past year and predict that local populations will continue to shrink and age. Quote, "There has been a significant shift since the Great Recession," unquote, said Jonathan Drapkin, president and CEO of the Pattern for Progress. Only 7 of the 65 school districts in the Hudson Valley counties studied have seen populations rise since the year 2000. Quote, "The increases in population 55 and older," unquote, said Drapkin, quote, "will be felt dramatically," unquote. Immigration may reverse the problem, quote, "At a time when demographics are sifting this way," unquote, said Drapkin, quote, "curtailing immigration may not be the best strategy," unquote. Read more about this story at MidHudson News.
Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. Officials have confirmed that Siena College, Hudson Valley Community College, and the College of St. Rose were vandalized with stickers associated with the white nationalist organization Patriot Front this weekend. Campus security at the three Capital Region colleges are working with law enforcement to identify at least two suspects who were caught on campus security cameras. A Colony police spokesperson said two white men who appeared to be in their 20s were viewed entering and leaving Siena in a black car late in the day on September 28th. St. Rose in Albany and Hudson Valley in Troy were among 100 colleges and universities named on social media by Patriot Front, which took credit for the stickers, sharing photos of its nationwide recruitment campaign on Twitter. Patriot Front split from the white supremacist movement Vanguard America in 2017. Its members mark their presence with flyers and stickers and have organized protests featuring racist and anti-Semitic messages. Read the full story in the Times Union.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a chance of rain showers mainly before 7 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with the temperature high near 57 degrees. Friday night, patchy frost after 4 a.m. Otherwise, mostly clear with a low of around 35. And on Saturday, patchy frost before 9 a.m. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 59 degrees. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around 40 degrees. So there you have your weather update. Brought to you by WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Listen out for these live broadcasts and extra web streams on the WGXC program schedule during the coming week. On Friday, October 4th, WGXC Live will carry a live web stream from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. It's Just Pythons is a Catskill-based grunge band with Danny Scher of Horse Torso on drums, Chad Vizior of Blacklist on bass, Aaron Martin of the Aaron Martin Band on lead guitar, Liam Singer on keys and synth, and Mel Flannery of Kevin Morby on rhythm guitar and vocals. The Hudson-based rock band Aaron Martin Band also performs, as well as bassist and composer C.J. Boyd, who uses low-end loops and voices in order to try and stop time. DJ Legend performs after the bands. There should be a live web stream at WGXC.org around 9 p.m. Click on Listen Now at the top of the page and scroll down to find the live web stream. The show will air on 90.7 FM until 10 p.m., then continue as a web stream at wgxc.org/listen. See theavalonlounge.com for more information. On Saturday, October 5th, WGXC Live will carry a live web stream from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. On the bill will be Nature Films, Will Lawrence, and Rachel Eve. Nature Films is a mansion rock outfit based in upstate New York with Lewis Monroe, Pat Linnan, and Will Lawrence. Lawrence, who lives in Philmont, is a member of the Felice Brothers and Nature Films. Rachel Eve is based in Detroit. Her latest album, Renunciation, comes out on October 4th, 2019. There should be a live web stream at WGXC.org after 8 p.m. Click on Listen Now at the top of the page and scroll down to find the live web stream. The show will also air on 90.7 FM. See the Avalon Lounge for more information. Be sure to check our program schedule for new listings of public events, community meetings, and other dedicated web streams which may not have been posted at the time this announcement was recorded. You can also download the free Wavefarm app to listen on your phone or iDevice, or use it to become a broadcast partner with WGXC.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org, including some of these events.
On Friday, October 4th, City of Hudson Board of Estimate and Apportionment Budget Workshop, focusing on the City Clerk and Code Enforcement Offices, will be held at Hudson City Hall from 3 to 5 p.m. Representative Antonio Delgado and Commissioner Jeffrey Starks from the Federal Communications Commission will hear from citizens about rural broadband. The hearing will be in the Columbia Green Community College Arts Center Theater at 1 p.m. Sunburned Hand of the Man, Wet Tuna, and Franklin's Mint perform at Tubby's in Kingston starting at 8 p.m. Combining the abstraction of dance with the raw power of live music and stunning multimedia visuals, Synergia offers its viewers the opportunity to experience and explore loss in a new, completely unique way. This idea that it is possible to lose oneself both within and without another person is the foundation for Synergia Dance Project, a new collaborative dance company based in Troy, New York. They perform at Club Helsinki Hudson at 8 p.m. It's Just Pythons, Aaron Martin Band, C.J. Boyd, and D.J. Legand perform at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill with live web stream on WGXC.org. On Saturday, October 5th, Chris Franks will lead a morning of birding with the Alan DeVoe Bird Club at the Mud Creek Environmental Learning Center in Ghent. Songbirds, shorebirds, raptors, and waterfowl will be making their way south from their breeding grounds around Mud Creek and points north to their wintering destinations in the southern United States from 8 to 10 a.m. the 27th Annual Health and Wellness Fair for Seniors and Their Families, featuring more than 60 healthcare exhibitors with offerings that include a flu shot clinic and blood pressure and hearing screenings at Columbia Green Community College from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Arts educator, writer, director, and performer Pamela Badia reads and tells traditional stories from around the world with music and performance and leads a related craft with children and their families at the Hudson Area Library from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Instagram intensive class with Beth Carlson of Silo Media and Kathy Walsh Rothschild of Knock Knock Social Media. All levels of Instagram proficiency welcomed at Dewey Hall in Sheffield, Massachusetts, starting at 11 a.m. Core, Strength, and Balance Workshop with Phil Spector will introduce exercises that improve postural stability, core strength, spatial body awareness, sensory integration, agility, and coordination at the Hudson Area Library starting at 1:30 p.m. Annual benefit to raise food and supplies for the Columbia Green Humane Society in Chatham Animal Haven. Silent auction, vendors, DJ, live music, food and beverages available from 4 to 10 p.m. at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. New Zealand pop performer Kimbra mixes electronic beats with jazz, rock, and R&B. Emily Wells opens at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art starting at 8 p.m. Nature Films, Will Lawrence and Rochelle Eve perform at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill at 8:30 p.m. with live web stream on WGXC.org. On Sunday, October 6th, Club Helsinki presents Glorious Strings, a performance by three violinists at 7 p.m. The Spotty Dog Occasional International Short Film Festival is a one-night-only event and is a celebration of short films 8 minutes in length or less from animators, filmmakers, artists, and misfits, local, regional, and international, from 7 to 10 p.m. on Warren Street in Hudson. That's it for this week's WGXC Community Calendar. You can add your own event and hear it right here on the radio by visiting wgxc.org/calendar.